Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Can you just pull the ring out of that clapped out old drawer?
Who would have thought? Emails.
Not me.
No, I'm very upset.
Why are you upset?
Because there were onion rings.
The microphone in a bit closer to me.
Because there were onion rings in my drawer. In my drawers.
Not for the first time.
How much wine have you had?
Literally a couple of sips.
Right.
That's what do you mean? I can smell it.
I can smell the wine. It's that potent.
I know, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're getting ready to take my guest then. How very dare you?
All I've got is this vanilla coffee.
And it's very nice, isn't it?
It's delicious.
Anyway, going back to me, because don't forget it's all about me. Where are the onion rings? A guest on a Most Haunted Experience, plug, 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 plug. If you fancy going to a haunted location anywhere in the country and joining myself, Carl and Glenn and other members of the Most Haunted team, go to the website and check it out.
We need to do that more often, you know, MostHauntedExperience.com for a weekend out, and night out with a difference.
Exactly. Do you know why I love it? Because you get to meet like-minded people who are all lovely and give us gifts like the freaking onion rings
But the other thing you need to remember is they can all experience what we actually experience on the show, and that's one of the things I love.
Yeah,
you have people going, I've heard these footsteps on the show, and I just thought you put them on in the edit, and now I've heard them, they know it's real. How lovely.
Yeah,
and as far as the onion rings are concerned,
did you eat them?
Did you?
I did not have a single one.
Liar, look at his face.
I had them all.
They were given to us at the Most Haunted Experience from a podcast fan, and I feel awful because I've forgotten her name because I meant to write it down but I didn't. But you know who you are. You know, there was a spicy
fan.
Spicy onion rings.
Because, you know, I feel that I have a certain responsibility for you both, and as you, this is your podcast. You are the king and queen of this podcast.
But you are. You are a guest of the guest star.
I am a butter knave. And it is the knave's duty to test the food to make sure that it's okay.
Fair enough.
So I did it out of love of you two. I tried one and I thought, what happens if another one has been poisoned? So I tried them all.
Can I just say, there isn't a possessed demon in the kitchen. It's Olive, the Jack Russell. This is just how she
sounds. There was a train coming through.
How come is it it only ever makes that sound every time you open your legs?
Oh, look, it stopped. I shut my legs now. Oh, no. What treats and delights do you have
for
us?
Well, we can officially open podcast 89 with some treats. So, now, I thought you might like some onion frazzle type. Not onions. What are we talking about? Bacon rations.
Ooh,
frazzle
and
things.
And they're vegetarian.
Oh, they always are, these
Pop
crisps.
Pop those bad boys open right now.
I declare the podcast officially open.
Yay.
There we go. I'm going to get one first.
Oh, I see.
You fill your boots.
Thank you, darling. Vegetarian, darling.
Good. Now, would you like a finger?
Always.
She's like a load of knuckles.
Oh my God.
My finger of bunch of just enough to give your kids a treat. My finger of bunch of just enough until it's time to eat. It's full of cabbage goodness, the berries full of meat. My finger of bunch of just enough to give your kids a treat.
Yes.
More than one may ruin your appetite.
That's brilliant. I love these. This is my favourite. You know, is it Quality Street or what's the other one at Christmas? The big roses.
Roses, yeah.
There's mini ones.
Mini fudges in there.
Which
yeah.
one is it? Is it Roses or Quality Street or Celebrations? I don't know, but there's mini fudges. Oh my God. If anybody has those, I get very upset.
No, I'm just going to throw something out there. Right? Now, somebody out there will probably prove me wrong, but you know, there are, when you go to like your Aldi's and your Lidl's and your. Whatever.
Yep. Screwfix.
Screwfix.
Big you.
Yeah.
They always have sort of their version of a well-known chocolate bar. So, yep. You know, you've got Marathons and you've got the other one that the others use, which is slightly cheaper, whatever.
Yep.
I've not seen an own brand version of a finger of fudge.
That's a very good point, well made.
If there's one out there,
they're listening,
please let us know.
They'll do it.
You
now.
Two come upstairs and I'll show you my own brand version.
Okay, maybe after the podcast.
Okay.
This is such a nice treat, the finger of fudge, but have you noticed how much smaller they've become?
They used to be really long.
Yeah, really long
like
fingers.
Like my penis since they got married.
Yeah, and now it's shriveled with age.
Well, going from fingers to balls.
Oh, you've got some Maltesers, haven't you, cheeky
have
minx?
I know, and I'm going to open them. They've been in the fridge. You see, I like chocolate cold. I like big butts and I cannot lie. I don't know where that came from. It just came out. It's like Tourette's. No idea. It's been in my head all day. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I like my chocolate cold as well.
Well, there you go. Have a ball.
I like my chocolate in the freezer. However, I don't like Maltese.
These are very nice, these, Chris. And I've already had my dinner.
What did you have, by the way?
Jack of potato with tuna, sweet corn and mayo and a side salad.
Earlier this week I had a jack of potato with tuna on it as well. And
would it have been the same one?
I think I had a different one. Anyway, shall we open up the correspondence? Oh, no, actually.
No,
first
let's do
it.
It's like,
yeah.
He hasn't even had a drink.
I haven't had a drink.
Crying out loud.
That may be the reason.
I've got to ask you a question.
How was your day?
Am I going first?
Yes.
How was my day? Very, 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 very chaotic. Oh.
You wouldn't have it any other way, though,
no,
would you?
No, I know, but it did...
Oh,
it
I
did,
would.
It did make the day go very, very quickly, which is sometimes a good thing and sometimes not such a good thing. But I have to say, as you know, I've changed my health, my swimming, my place, my gym.
Yes, you've changed your gym, yeah.
And today... There were two, yeah, in the new swimming pool, there's two lanes. They're sort of like, you know, cordoned off. And then there's the all-out swimming area where anybody can go.
General population.
General pop. Gen pop. And I had my orange swimming bikini on. Not just a normal bikini,
it's like
but
when
a swimming
you're doing an impression
bikini.
Of a boy.
Yeah, and my arse cheeks in the air.
Swim round the boy, everybody.
Yeah. There's this woman that comes.
Is that the one with the chatterbox who wants to have a...
No. So this is a different gym now.
Ooh. Oh, you've had to change another one.
She's going to run out of gym soon.
No, I told you since my knickers went missing and I've still not found them.
Then you went to the one that had the chatterbox woman. That's where we were at last
time. Yeah, no, gone.
Right.
I gone. Oh, my God. I drove up towards the last place and I found my friend Jasmine, who we've spoken to on this show. And she said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the gym. I said, I don't like it. I said, it's actually making me shiver. I said, my knickers have gone missing.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I said, my knickers have gone missing. I'm very upset about it. They've not turned up and it's not clean. She said, what are you doing?
Your knickers weren't.
Yeah. No, what? The gym.
Oh.
Anyway, she said to me, turn round. I know of a lovely place. Go there. Oh. So I did. Turn round on the same day. Went and joined another gym. So that was that. So I'll never find my knickers wherever they've turned up, wherever they've gone. Somebody's got them.
Do you know there is somebody with the hand down the front of his trousers chewing on them as we speak?
Anyway, so there I am swimming today in the new pool, loving it, all the rest of it. And there's a woman that I've noticed that seems to be there every time I'm there. She's not following me. She seems very nice. We only smile at each other.
Are you sure it's not a mirror?
Yes.
Do you know, every time she's there, we smile at the same time.
We always do our hair together.
We always do our hair. Anyway, today she was in one of the lanes that's cordoned off.
Oh, she gets special treatment in there, does she?
Well, the way she swims, you'd think something was amiss.
Right.
Does she do that half the butterfly stroke and half the breaststroke, isn't it?
Well, it's like that. It's like
she goes
that.
Around in circles.
I swear to God, it's like she's drowning. And several several times I looked over and I thought, is she all right? And she's flailing around in the water and she's doing a backstroke.
Oh.
I think, oh, okay. And then she changes and then does all these different strokes, but each time she looks like she's in trouble.
Like you when you try to sleep at night.
I know, that is true. So in my stupidity, I thought, there were a couple of people coming in. I thought, I don't like the melee of the gen pop. I'll go in the next lane. Mm-hmm. So I went in the next lane.
Did you do your obligatory smile at her?
I did. She didn't smile back because she's got mirrored goggles on. She had mirrored goggles on. I thought, well, I can't see your eyes. Anyway, big mistake. I'm there doing my gentle breaststroke with my chin out the water, trying to save my hair from getting wet. Mm-hmm. And she's flailing around like a fish on the end of a hook.
Yeah.
I get completely soaked. Hair ruined, so I changed lane and I went out. Right. And apart from that was it. But the jacuzzi was out of order.
Oof.
Now, just tell me, have you ever been in a jacuzzi?
Yes, I have.
And did you enjoy it?
Only when I was on my own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a jacuzzi?
Yeah, I have. I do have a bit of a problem with sort of hot tubs and jacuzzis. I just don't understand. You would never sit in your house and go to everyone, hey, after dinner, let's all just sit in the bath together.
I find it a bit odd.
And the fact that these jacuzzis, like, people go in there and then they stay in there for a while and then they leave and then other people go in and it's a breeding ground for bacteria.
That wasn't the thing that also put me off. The last time I was in one of those hot tub things, whatever they call them, because jacuzzi's a brand name, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. It was at my local gym that I used to go to when I was younger and fitter. And I was in there YMCA. For so long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I got out, and it changed the colours of my swimming shorts. I think there was too much chlorine in that it bleached the... I never went in again.
I'm not surprised. And my friend Sue, she relaxed in a jacuzzi. I think I've told you this before. And she had both her arms out on either side, leaning back on the jacuzzi. That night, she came up with the most horrific rash all under her arms, and had to go on steroids to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So you see, it was out of order, but every time I swim past, I have a quick cheeky look. And there's, like you say, strangers in there, all sort of like ignoring each other, but they're having a bath with each other, basically, aren't they? Farting, fluids coming away.
But you wonder whether they've actually, properly washed their arses before they got in there.
Well, this is the thing, and it does say please shower before you come in here.
Yeah, but do they? Do they?
Some of them don't, and I get very upset, and I want to shout out, go back and have a shower. You've got a dirty ass.
You dirty bastard.
Aye. In this hot weather, with your sweaty minge, go and shower.
Yeah.
Quite right.
It's right, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I tell her the same thing when we're going to bed together.
Yeah.
And I do. Always clean.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Smells of bleach.
Using the Brillo brand as well.
Get a nice purple froth going there.
God, Bennett.
Oh dear, too much information.
I know.
Carl, how was your day?
Well, I know this is an old story, Glenn.
How is it an old story? It happened yesterday instead of today.
Hang on, let me pull the soapbox over.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let me just get on it.
Right. Turn the volume down because you know he's going to shout.
Right, hair dry treatment, everyone.
Yeah.
Customer service once again.
Another one.
We're going south. We hit the M40 services going south on the M40.
Warwick, Oxford.
That's incensed. I think I even wrote it. Yeah, it's the Warwick services going south. And just so we get the right people who were working that day, it was at 9 a.m.
Right.
Right? Because we were going down to Guildford. A more miserable bunch of people in the Starbucks I have never met. I am not kidding you. We had this lad behind there who looked like he had been forced to work, not entitled enough for the money just to be given to him. He obviously realised he had to go and work for some. I always try to be nice, get a morning, how are you? Nothing. I mean, literally nothing. Just stared at me and I said, fine, thanks. How are you? Nothing. So I said, right, okay, I'll have what we ordered. And there was no thank you, there was nothing. The only thing he said, do you want a receipt? If you'd said it in a pub, it would be like, you looking at me, mate. It was that kind
of those quite faces.
And then we get to the end, and young Yvette Fielding was with me too. Mm-hmm. Now, although it annoys me, I just go, oh, this is just ridiculous, this is the way it is, it's just horrible. It makes you not want to go out. Mm. But Yvette Fielding is a slightly more vocal, let's say.
Don't hold back.
Quite rightly, we said, and they put the first cup and just slid it. I mean, literally, they slammed it down and slid it.
Oh, like they thought in a saloon bar or something in the old West.
And Yvette said, "Where's the smile?" And this girl looked at her like she was about to jump over the top and punch her right in the face.
Really?
Confused, angry. Not Yvette, this is the other lady, the girl behind the counter. And then she said, "Come on," she said, "just smile, please, just smile." And she did smile, and Yvette said, "There you go, you're absolutely beautiful. How nice is that?" And then she stopped smiling straight away because she obviously realised she might have been being nice. Oh. I want to get a T-shirt because, you know, I've said this before, you know, behind all these shops and in airlines and all this, they go, "Our staff do not accept tolerate any rudeness zero tolerance." I want to get a T-shirt with that from go this as customer, a customer and a zero tolerance for service people to be rude. Yeah. Fine if you're having an off day, but that's your job. That is your job. I deal with people all the time. I can't have an off day. I can't have an off day. When I go to meetings in London or wherever, sometimes that's the last place I want to be. I've got too much on. I've got things going on. I still go in there with a big smile on my face and I talk to people like they're my best friend because that's what I do. That's what I have to do. And you think, how can these people just be miserable and be allowed to get away with it? And we, as the customer, are the only people who can stop it. I feel sorry for these companies. And I know these huge companies like your Starbucks and your Costas and all that, but there's bosses who or managers who may not be there that day, who allow these people to be in front and they're not doing the job they're supposed to do.
Is it down to the culture of what people are being paid compared to the United States where the basic pay is really poor and everybody makes all the money off the tips and that's because they're so nice to the customers all the time and they get rewarded by the customer?
It might be that. For being nice. That's a good point.
Don't take the job. No. They don't hide the fee from you. They don't say, "Well, we're not going to tell you how much you get paid until you start. Once you start, then we're going to just surprise you with it." You know, if you don't want to do the job, don't take it. Do something else.
You know, one thing you missed out.
Fuck off!
One thing you missed out was you said to the guy when you first was asking for, you were asking for the order, you actually said, "And how are you?" And he came back with,
"She said, I'm tired. I'm bloody knackered."
And that was it. And I thought, oh my God. I Carl had to tell me to calm down. I was enraged and actually started singing Morecambe and Wise's Bring Me Sunshine loudly in the Starbucks to try and cheer everybody up. Yeah. And Carl went, "Right, okay, you've been a bit loud now. A little quiet now." Anyway, that was that. How was your day, Glenn?
Oh, I've had a clumsy day today.
Oh, dear. Did you trip over your penis?
Not for the first time. It was at work. I was doing more work at Media City today. Mm. I went to have my lunch break in between radio programmes. And I was on the top floor where the canteen is. And then I looked at my watch, I was like, back to the grindstone. So I got up out of my chair and I turned to head towards the lifts. And as I did, my right foot got stuck on the chair. No. And I went tripping forward and I tried to regain my balance, but I started accidentally running. And this is in the canteen area where everybody can see you.
Oh my God. So,
and I wasn't even doing the running thing to like try and make a recovery of stumbling. It was just the way gravity was pulling me forwards and I'd lost my balance and I was started running. I was like, "Oh God, that looks so shit. I look such a dick." And then I got to the lift and the lifts there are very strange.
They're awful.
Exactly. So the hallway area, there's four lifts, two on each side, and the numbers for the floor you want are on the outside rather than just pressing one button to call the lift. So when you get in the lift, there's no buttons to press. It just takes you to the floor you selected on the outside. Yeah. So I pressed the button and I heard bing, bing, bing. So I had to look up at the display. Oh, I'm going to go into lift C. And I still, to this day, after all these years, still don't know which way around I'm looking for the lift.
Oh, God, I know.
And so the doors were open. When I figured out which lift it was with the open doors, I started walking towards it. Then the lift doors started closing as I was walking in. And they ordinarily bounce back open again. Don't they? Not these. No, these were still trying to close because I was still trying to get in. So I just made an absolute tit of myself in front of everybody by tripping over and running at the same time, just getting off from a table and chair. And then I got to the lift, which is literally still in sight of everybody. I get trapped in a lift door and then I go downstairs to the first floor. The doors open and they still hadn't opened very fast. I didn't notice that. And I
Please tell me, did you fall out?
I smacked my face into the lips because they hadn't opened quickly enough.
No.
There's obviously people on the other side waiting to get it.
Oh, no.
I thought, oh, I need some caffeine, so I went over to the kitchen and I got a cup, put it down, got the instant coffee because what else would you expect? And as I did that, I didn't realise the cup was upside down.
No way!
I poured coffee all over it. I just the best bit is, as I'm telling you this story, my headphones are
full. Yes, they are! It's like a normal wisdom sketch. It's all going wrong.
This is all in my brain. So I'm pleased to say the two programmes I was studio directing for, they went out seamlessly, so that wasn't a problem.
Is that because you weren't there?
He was trapped in the lift.
Oh, but there you go. So that was my day. What a clumsy bastard.
Oh, my God.
How many times, and we've all done this, and I've done it quite a few times, because you get used to doors opening for you, don't you?
Yeah.
So how many times have you been in a supermarket or to a door, and you just stand there, and then, oh, the door's not working, and then someone walks past you and opens it?
Yeah. You'd be like a proper dick, don't you? Yeah. And that happens. Oh, that was my day.
That was like the time I went into ITV, got out the taxi and slammed into the glass wall and slid down it. But the taxi driver, was killing himself. The receptionist, the security guard, they were on. Are you okay? And they couldn't stop laughing.
Oh dear.
Hit the glass and slid down. There's nothing much more I can do about that.
There you go. At least it's not just me then.
We all do it.
In that respect.
I know.
Shall we have a look at Correspondence Corner?
Let's have a look.
Here's Reg to bring it in.
Correspondence Corner. The fielding and the hunt.
I cannot eat any more of this.
Send us your email. Don't be a
There we
What's
go.
What's the last word he keeps saying?
I think
he's cut off before.
Don't be a bad man.
Don't be a crumpets.
Crumpets, maybe. Clunch.
No idea. Anyway, here's the first of the correspondences on an email. You might need some reading giggles to have a look.
I've got them. Hi, guys. This is from Steph Bell from Sunny Dudley. Hi, guys. This is a short and sweet message just to tell you that I was listening the other week whilst plucking a couple of stray eyebrow hairs. At that moment, in their murder mystery adventure, Dr. Driscoll shouted the words, "Fuck off!" and I nearly pulled my right eyelid clean off. Worth it. All my love as always, Steph. Thank you. Do you want me to read the next one?
No, please. I've got a mouthful of crisps.
Hey, gang. Came across this and thought you'd change your name from Orla Redmond in County Wexford Island. Hiya, Orla.
A beautiful name.
I know. Orla. We've heard from Orla before. Yeah, I'm sure we have. Right. There's a picture of a very lovely Asian lady with glasses, smiling, beaming away. And it says, congratulations to you on winning the Nobel Prize in Medicine and also for being the most confusing person to sing happy birthday to. Happy birthday. Birthday to you, you. Happy birthday to you.
No, it's to you. And then when you get to the next,
so happy birthday to you.
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 Happy birthday to you. My God.
That was confusing.
How bad am I? I've had a drink, that's why. Go on, Glenys.
We've all had a drink. To the Entertainment Podcast.
Yeah.
I've only just started listening to the podcast shows, and I'm now only on episode 13, your first Halloween show. The shows before that have me pissing myself with laughter. Well, I'd like to think of all of them leading up to that.
But those were the early days.
They were. So obviously you can expect that this is actually full of references to those early podcasts.
Oh, wow. My God.
Let's test on memories.
Oh, go on then.
Next time I'm in Asda, I'll be buying myself some cheesy balls, and on a plus side, I work in Greg's in Biggleswade, it's Bedfordshire, so I can enjoy sausage rolls. So we must have been talking about sausage rolls or something.
Okay, obviously.
And the fact that we must have only just discovered cheesy balls or something at that point.
Yeah,
well.
Headphones are still fun.
I know, they're knackered, aren't they? Let's buy some new ones now. Right. I would just like to say a massive thank you to Carl Beattie for his wonderful sense of humour. I lost my dad to cancer in August 2020. Miss him every day and listening and watching on the official Most Haunted channel on YouTube. I realised that Carl's sense of humour is very much like my dad's. My dad used to joke about my nan all the time. He used to call her a witch and other things similar. So again, to Carl, thank you for making me laugh.
Oh, bless you.
As for unusual names, I had a friend once called Tango Baldy. He actually changed his birth name from Dale to Tango Baldy by Deedpoll.
No.
He has a YouTube channel called The Tango Baldy Show. Check it out.
Oh, my God. I'm going to check it out right now.
Checking it out. Also, famous people from Born to Where I Live, Charles Penrose, a.k.a. The Laughing Policeman. Do you remember him? The old song, The Laughing Policeman?
Yes,
the
of song. Course,
do you,
yes.
Can you do the laugh?
No.
No.
Yeah. 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 All right.
Moving on. Also, gosh, Daniel Alvin.
Crap back then, weren't I?
he's an English inventor, manufacturer and cyclist, and Ben Whisher, who played UQ in the James Bond movies recently.
Let's just back your truck up there, good buddy.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about cyclists?
Daniel Alban was an English inventor, manufacturer and cyclist. He invented the first successful light farm tractor and the safety bicycle, whatever that may be.
Safety bicycle. Yeah, get off the road. Safe road for everyone.
Where else? Anyway, sorry for the long drafted email. I hope you can understand what I was writing about, so I tend to waffle on a bit, as my mum tells me. Take care. All my love from Nicola Clark. P.S. I'm a huge Most Haunted fan, so please can have a shout out from Carl, Yvette and you guys.
Hello
there. Hello. Nicola Clark.
Nicola Clark.
Melanie says, hi Cheesy Ballers, hope you're all well. I have found some funny reviews on Amazon about the original source mint tree shower gel.
Ooh.
Hope you get as much of a laugh as I did. A picture is enclosed, but I shall also leave the link for you so you can browse at leisure, at your own leisure, as there are many funny reviews. So if you want to look at it for yourself, listeners, the original source mint tree shower gel on Amazon, look out for the reviews. Here's one that says, do you want to read it?
Mm.
Okay, there you go.
I'm just having a dissolving
a moment.
I'm just dissolving a ball in my mouth. Mm. Very nice and Maltesers. I like to suck.
Do you?
Mm.
And then do you swallow?
I suck all the chocolate off and then crunch the honeycomb. Very satisfactory. It's lovely. Right. Anyway,
it's going back in my mind.
Referring to this mint shower gel.
Oh yeah.
Amazon review. I've only used this once and most certainly will not be using it again. Not being into sadomasochism. Not being into sadomasochism. I said it there. You see, you put me off.
Not being into sadomechanics.
Have another swing.
Not being into sadomasochism. The whole experience reminded me of the Jerry Lewis... Jesus. Not being into sadomasochism, the whole experience reminded me of the Jerry Lee Lewis song, Goodness Gracious, Great Balls of Fire. Obviously, this is from a gentleman. It's now very obvious what happened to the US stockpile of napalm. Why anyone in their right mind would want to incorporate it in a shower gel is totally beyond any sane person's reasoning. If you read Boots reviews, they are all from women and obviously very censored, all saying how refreshing, etc. People need to know how dangerous this stuff is for us blokes. Yes, it's great everywhere else, but for the love of God, put a warning in big red writing. I use hydrofluoric acid at times in my job, and that's got nothing on this stuff. To sum up, great smelling, clears the sinuses, tingly on most of the body, but please keep it away from wedding tackle. It's a killer. You have been warned. Brilliant review.
I'm not going to buy that stuff then.
Seiko Makasa Gibson.
Is she basically saying it's fine everywhere apart from the meat?
It's a bloke, darling.
Yeah.
No, it's a bloke.
Everywhere except the old...
Did he not concentrate? He was talking about his balls and his wedding tackle.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Poor women have wedding tackle as well.
I never even think about that, really. Wedding tackle. Women have wedding tackle.
Mine's before you were married.
Mine's a moccasin slipper.
slip this in. This email comes from...
Popham and Pete. Ooh, look at the muck in here.
This is from Jan in sunny St. Helens, where all the girls are big melons. And it says, hi, you wonderful lot. Hope you're all well. I last emailed in about the B&B we once stayed at that used to be a brothel near Area 51. Still haven't topped that place yet. I know we know who your music loves are. Ah, right. Are there any songs that instantly turn off the second they come on the radio?
Obviously, Glenn has read this email and rehearsed it before he actually...
I just cut and paste them. To my detriment.
So, what was the question? Are there any songs you immediately turn off?
Yeah, when it comes on the radio, which songs do you turn off? So, cut a long story short, she says, mine are Wonderwall by Oasis, anything by Tapao or Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth, and pretty much anything by Coldplay.
Pat my back, do that on my back. Small on my back. Honey, leave the light on for me. Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah, it's very good. It sounds like she's singing in a helicopter.
Yeah, she does, bless her. Anything like the Birdie song?
You don't get that played on the radio, though.
Not really, no.
I'm not hip-hop, rap. I can't do any hip-hop or rap.
Okay.
No, I like big butts and I cannot. Like, no, get rid of that.
Do you know what, though? Sadly, I think anything from about the last 20 years.
What's the name of that singer I hate with the big hairy chest?
David Hasselhoff.
No, because you can't hate Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond is basically a legend.
I cannot stand him. I hate the way he sings. I just think
he's fantastic.
Oh, he's not. He's just so, for me, Neil Diamond. No, makes
forever
me wretch.
Forever in blue jeans,
no,
babe.
I'm sounding like I'm gonna have a shit.
Play it now. Play it now. Lovely, great man. Great man. Great singer.
If he's a great,
love on the rocks.
He's a great man. Have you met him? I've got a boy.
I've not met him, no. I've been in the same room as him when I was interviewed, but
so
I've not met him.
You don't know what he's like.
He was nice in the interview. Nice man. I just think to myself, he's a legend. And do you know what? Barry Manilow.
What, you switch off anything by Barry Manilow?
No, the opposite. We sang to Barry Manilow.
I like Barry Manilow.
On the way back, because I'm a bit of a Barry Manilow fan. So,
how this man is not gay, I do not know. He's got YMCA on there, your Bay City Rollers, he's got all the gays.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's just music, and the trouble
and
is, no one has a right.
He loves steps.
Yeah. No one has a right to take a music and go, that's just for us. Music is music.
No, absolutely, I agree with you, it's just him.
Anything for about the last 20 years.
Fair dues.
What about you?
There's a lot of stuff in the 70s I think is a bit dubious.
Yeah, I
think the glam rock stuff I'm not big on, really. I think anything with that production that it makes the music sound echoey. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate that. It grates like your nails on a blackboard.
Do you know what I hate? I hate the way that female singers all sound the same today.
Oh, yeah.
I do, yeah.
I'm having a shit. Oh, you're having a shit. Oh, shit.
Why do they sing that?
And all the producers and the labels that are hiring them, stop it.
Yeah.
Let's find someone out there. I mean, Adele, beautiful voice, great.
Any song I can add, where it sounds like the person in the song is moaning about someone.
Yes.
Like an ex or something.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
I'm over you, that kind of vibe that they're putting out in the song. It's like, oh, clearly, love, you're not, are you? Because you've actually fucking written a song about it, recorded it, and got it in the charts. So what about that? Taylor Swift is a prime example of this, isn't she?
Shake it off. Shake it off.
It's like, yeah, it's catchy. But
I like that.
Beyonce's Everything in a Box to the left, you know, it's about you're leaving, put everything in your box and fuck off.
Oh, I see.
And it's a song, stop moaning. It's just, I can't bear moaning. Moaning in a pop song.
He says moaning. The Rubettes.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar baby love. Sugar baby love.
Can I talk about the idea that we had after watching a Morecambe and Wise sketch? Or would you rather we save that?
I think we need to save it because we haven't actually...
Oh!
You just like a little kid then on Christmas, you tell you can't have a present early.
We haven't even told Glenn about
That's
it
what
or
mean.
Shown it to him.
You can save it to next week if he wants.
Whatever.
No, do you want... No, go
no,
on. No, no,
no, no, no, no.
I've lived with you long enough to know when you're disappointed. It's usually after I've just grabbed the feet and the pony and then you look at me and you go, is that it? And yeah, sorry, love. And then you're disappointed.
It's only on this radio that you're showing up by calling it the pony. Normally you call it the old
pony.
Man.
I'm
the old Shire horse. Give it a good old... Never
trotting.
Mind.
Right. Yeah, go on. Go on.
Should I?
Yeah.
Go on.
All right. So...
I want to look at Glenn's face when we...
As you know, I am a massive fan, as we all are.
We all are, yes.
On Morecambe and Wise. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching loads of old clips recently. And one of the clips that came up...
I said that when I went down on you. I said, that's an old clip.
Will you stop saying that? That's not funny.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It is to me and
him. I hope you choke on that bacon fucking rasher.
That's what she said.
Don't swing on the chair. Don't swing back. You'll break it. Jesus. Anyway, what was I saying?
Morecambe and Wise.
Oh, yeah. Morecambe and Wise. And one of the clips involved Leonard Rossiter.
Leonard Rossiter.
Yes. And anyway, it starts off with a shot of all these American GIs. They're all big crowds of them. They're all looking at a stage. And then all of a sudden it cuts to three beautiful babes dressed in the World War II uniform, like the Andrews sisters. Mm-hmm. And then I'm about to show you a clip.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching your reaction now. So here come the three women, which of course are Eric Morecambe, Ernie Wise,
so they are.
And Leonard Rossiter. He was a famous drunken man from old
Chicago. That's brilliant. I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
We should do that.
Yes, we should.
And do you know what? I agree.
Hey!
I just think for no reason whatsoever, we should just do it.
Yeah.
Do it exactly the same as that.
Yeah.
And just put it out.
Yeah.
Let's just do for that. Fun. So yeah. And it's our little tribute to Morecambe and Wise and the great Leonard Rossiter.
Yeah. But what we were thinking was, I could introduce it. Now, we've got to talk to Stuart, haven't we?
Stuart won't do it. I can absolutely tell Stuart won't do it.
Because if it was you, Stuart, and Carl, that would be the funniest thing.
It will end up by being you, me, and Glenn.
Well, if Stuart doesn't do it, we're going to ask him anyway and try and persuade him.
I will ask him, but he will not do it.
He doesn't like dressing up, does Stuart?
But don't forget, when we're messing around doing the Most Haunted Experience, we do the photograph, and Jenny will say, oh, just point at nothing.
Yeah.
He's the only one that won't point. He just doesn't like to do anything that's out of the...
Out of the norm.
That's I respect that fully.
That's a definite treat. I shall look forward to having a bit of fun doing that.
Yeah.
That'll be grand.
Won't it be good? And we were thinking of doing it in one of the locations we'll be filming at soon.
Oh, okay. Now, back to some emails for you to read out. There's a couple here.
Okay.
Heads up that there's two on one page that I didn't notice for myself earlier.
Okay. Hello, my name is Rosie. I'm from Buckinghamshire. Thank you so much for reading out my embarrassing story in episode 85 about the captain in the cockpit. I love listening to your podcast.
Oh, yeah, she reached for the handle.
Oh, and she grabbed hold of it. Oh, yes. Yeah. I love listening to your podcast and I look forward to it each week. I arrived in Greece for my honeymoon on the 4th of August, which was booked 3 years and cancelled due to effing COVID. Mm-hmm. And I sat down on my lounger ready to listen and nothing. But you'll be pleased to know that I'm sat today on the 5th, listening and laughing as usual. I can't help but laugh when you all laugh, and I can't help think that Reg reminds me of somebody. Ha ha, in brackets.
Who is it? I don't know.
I look forward to listening to another podcast whilst on holiday. Please give me a shout out as my birthday is on the 10th of August. Well, that's been and gone. I hope you had a fantastic time. My first wedding anniversary is on the 23rd of August. Well, have a great first wedding anniversary, Rosie. Have followed Yvette since Most Haunted early days and would love to say how you never seem to age and you're so beautiful. Oh, Rosie, you can come again. Glenn, I must say I have a soft spot. We will leave that there, she says. Oh, yes. Yes, I've got to get a soft spot. Talk about cradle cap. Anyway, and Carl.
What? Ooh,
soft spot.
Oh, I see.
Baby's head. Soft spot. Do you get it?
That's not what he meant.
Never mind. And Carl, I love how Carl is with Yvette. It's adorable and definitely hashtag couple goals. And your accents are incredible. Thank you for brightening up even my darkest days. From Rosie. Kiss, kiss.
Bless you, Rosie.
Bless you, Rosie.
Happy birthday and happy wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Mm. Hello, you lovely tosspots. I wonder who... guess who this is from? It's from the Dusty... Oh, no, it's from the Bakery Anchor and Tina.
Hey.
Is Tina?
It's
Tina?
It's sister
Tina yeah. in Posh Chigwell, a.k.a. the old Dusty C-U-N-T. Hello, you lovely tosspots. I don't know what it is, but it sounds like that. Mm. Hello, you lovely tosspots. It looks like that, too. Long time no speak. Ooh. Just want to say we went to Dorchester Prison for my sister's 50th birthday. Did they let you out? AKA Posh Tina from Chigwell. Well, that's what... What?
What?
Well, ah, sorry. Sorry. And I've only had a drink. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I need a drink.
I've only had half a bottle. That is
better.
Half more.
Right.
As you
well... Were. What can I say? It's not podcast related, but Carl and Stuart made my sister's life. I mean, wet gusset life for her. The fact that Carl knew who we was and he hugged me more than my sister has made my day and my whole week spell H-O-L-E.
Oh, I see what he did there.
She loved being called...
Blowjob is a hug. It's a mouth hug.
Is that right?
She loved being called a slag by the most beautiful being that is the stud Carl.
I did call her a slag.
Jesus. Anyway, I'm still whining. Oh, sorry. Anyway, I'm still winning. I got three... Anyway, I'm still winning. I got three hugs and my sister is still a slut, C-U-N-T, bag whore. Much love, the bakery wanker, and all my sister, and also my sister Tina.
Do you know what? It was lovely to see them both. It really was.
Have I met them?
I'm not sure if you met them.
Next time we have a podcast live show, they'll have to come up and watch.
Mm. If you go on, I don't think I have. Great with clothes on his Instagram. I keep watching him. He does this amazing stuff with clothes.
Oh, brilliant. That's clever. Mm. Now then, we've got...
Tina is a slag, though.
We've got an email here from Lorraine and Rob in Portsmouth, by the way.
Oh, we like Portsmouth.
Hello, you lovely
lot.
In
the Navy.
Yep. You can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy.
You can
get scurvy.
In the Navy.
You can,
I can't think of anything else.
Wipe my arse in the Navy. In the Navy.
Whilst out for the day to the Bellevue Supercar Weekend, and after listening to your latest podcast,
you're hoping
to
God you said that right, aren't you?
It sounded right. I did it with confidence, you might have noticed. Listening to your latest podcast in our car to get there, we came across this number plate at the car show. See the pic. We did look at everywhere, but unfortunately no cheesy balls number plates were found. But obviously this was the car that had half the ingredients for a podcast show from Lorraine and Rob in Portsmouth. It's a Lamborghini. Would you like to read the front number plate on their car?
Oh, finger. F-I-N-G-R.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
finger.
That.
Yeah.
I would imagine driving that, whether it's a woman, any man would let her finger him. And if it's a man, any woman would let her, him, finger her.
What makes somebody get a private reg finger? What does that mean?
It means fingering, or she likes fingering.
Mm, yeah.
The lost art of fingering.
It is.
Right.
It's gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Been and gone. We should try bringing fingering back, shouldn't we?
Well, I think we should.
How do we start that campaign?
Well, you say to everybody, now look, everybody out there with teenagers, just say to them, look, when you go out tonight to the youth club, make sure you come back and tell us that you at least try to finger somebody behind the back of the back.
With their consent.
Obviously, yes.
Do you remember? See, I did try my own little way to bring it back when Mary brought Mary brought that guy back, that pretty useless human being.
What, the one that used to do Dungeons and Dragons and play a flute?
A lute or a flute?
A lute.
No, it was the one who didn't work but said he was going to start his own business with no capital.
I can't remember, he's faded.
He came in and he was so nervous meeting Mary's dad. And he had a handshake on him like a wet lettuce.
Oh, you weren't impressed, were you? I remember
and
that.
And I said, well, why don't you two go in the front room?
God, I'll never forget this.
And finger each other.
So embarrassing. I was so ashamed of him in that moment.
The lads sort of, what the fuck?
I know. And they sat there holding each other's hands, didn't they, in the front room?
With me in the middle.
Oh my God, where were we up to? What were we doing?
Well, we're up to this now, would you believe it?
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Just try the sock.
During the jingle, Carl popped a Malteser in his mouth.
Sock first. Sock the chocolate off.
Sock the ball, Carl.
Sock it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the chocolates in your mouth, swirling around, swirling around. Get rid of it all completely and then crunch into the honeycomb.
The honeycomb has kind of gone soft by that point, hasn't it?
No, it's just right.
I like soft honeycomb.
Do you?
Are you enjoying that?
Not really.
Oh.
What is it? Is it the malted flavour?
Try it.
I've got to read this out, I can't.
It's the crunch. I don't know what it is. It's about the crunch. And it's strange because I like honeycomb.
Mm.
Yeah, I like crunchies and stuff.
Yeah.
And anything similar, other brands are available.
I can't eat honeycomb in another form.
So you can't have a crunchy bar?
But that's not really
because it will send my teeth on edge. Never used to.
That's just biscuit. That's not really honeycomb.
Is it biscuit? Mm. What is that? When that happens, when you get older and you... Do you remember when we were kids, there always used to be the golden penny in the bottom of Quality Street?
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Like,
I love having those, though.
Yes.
As kids, yeah.
Yeah.
And you get older.
Oh, no, I still go for them.
But I look at them and it's like...
I'm not risking that.
There's a fill-in gone.
Yeah. No way. So I just go for this. I don't like the soft centres. Never used to, but now I'm finding myself going slightly towards them.
So you're going for a soft, crunchy sweet then, like the Malteser?
Like a Malteser.
Okay.
But I found myself liking strawberry creams.
Oh, have you?
I know.
You've been on Werther's Original before we know it.
Oh, I love them.
Game over.
I love those. Absolutely love them.
See, oranges, strawberries and chocolate. No, sorry. Can't do it.
Okay.
When was the last time you sucked on a fisherman's friend?
Last week.
Was it really? What was his name?
Ben Cornwall.
Tell you what, it got... There was the odd hair on the sweet I found in the bottom of my bag.
Oh, right. Okay, was that the organic dental floss?
Mm-hmm.
Or was that the bottom of my bag?
That was the bottom of your bag.
Which bag are we talking about
the
now?
The ball bag.
I thought so. Here's the noise.
Has anybody guessed it yet?
Well, shall we find out?
It's so obvious.
Would
to
you
me.
Like to read out the three guesses that have come in this particular week?
I've just dribbled.
Guess number one.
Okay, hello Yvette, Glenn, Carl and the beautiful doggies. I would like to make two guesses, either false teeth or a vibrator. From
that's
Christine Atkinson in Wiltshire. Now, how would false teeth make that noise?
I don't know, so it's got to be a...
No, or a vibrator. My God, that's a loud vibrator. But thank you, Christine, for sending
yes,
that in.
Yes, number two.
Is it a washing machine finishing a spin cycle? Says Sarah Elizabeth Owen. No.
Yes, number three.
Is the noise someone using a pump action pressure washer?
Ooh, that's a good. That is very, very good. Good
one. Because remember, I still don't know the answer to this one. You've not told me.
Have I not told you yet? No. That's from Andrea Gemmell, and unfortunately, it's a.
Oh, there we are then. So that brings us from one guessing game to another one.
What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt?
Right, Jan from Sunny St. Helens before, where all the girls have been mad, as I mentioned before. She's put in a suggestion for what's in Bernard's butt and reckons it's a box of mince pies. Love and light to you
a
all.
A box of mince? Now that's a first.
It's quite festive.
Yeah, it's good.
Maybe you should say that for a Christmas show.
Yeah.
Incorrect. This is from James here yet again in Eastleigh. If it's not curry super noodles or chicken super noodles, is it beef super noodles? Right, it's not super noodles.
Forget it.
Grace in Burnley's been in touch. Says hello, podcast team and listeners. A few weeks ago, I wrongly guessed a packet of kettle chips, but in hindsight, I missed the blindingly obvious. Was what Bernard found inside his butt a packet of cheesy balls?
Oh, that, do you know?
No one said that.
No. That is so... congratulations, you've got it wrong.
Keep the emails coming in if you want to have a guess at what is in Bernard's butt, or you want to send us an email for anything in particular that you've heard, or anything you like. Change your name, then what's the email address?
It's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
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 Queef or fart? We settled the other week we'd tell what the answer was.
Okay.
And we said that we would put all the people who got it in the right category.
Yes.
Into a draw, and they could win absolutely nothing. And
it's a great prize.
It is a brilliant
prize. Yeah. So you could pick out any one of those names from random before we say what the answer was.
Give me a number. Hang on. Let me.
That's a good
count
idea.
How many is? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Give us a number between 1 and 10.
3.
It's Kelly Madden from Hull.
She got it right, and the answer is.
Queef.
That's a queef.
It's a queef.
A front fart.
A front fart.
Well done, Kelly.
Wow. Well done, Kelly.
It was about 50-50, wasn't it?
Okay. Would you like to play more of Queef or Fart?
Yes, I would love to play more Queef or Fart.
So here we go. Here is your new...
New noise.
New noise. What is that?
That is a fascinating example of queef or fart.
Now, you see, I would say immediately that that is a fart because you can hear the control there.
You mean queefs aren't controlled?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, yeah, she
said. I really don't. Like I say, I only did it once, years ago, after finishing dressage.
You're like a burst bloody balloon.
Around the room.
Yeah, don't forget, you guys do it. You do peefs.
We can't queef.
You do peefs.
Who's done a peef?
It's peefs. It's air coming out the end of a peef. penis, isn't it?
It's over.
I'm looking it up now. No. Let me. Right. I'm typing in now into Google because let's face it, it has everything on there. Peef.
Yeah, it's on the internet. Sound. It must be true.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. Are we ready?
Go on.
Let me find it.
That's what you said last night, Carl, isn't it?
There you go. Urban Dictionary. Peef. A peef is a penis fart, similar to a queef. A queef is to a female as a peef is to a male.
Yeah, but the Urban Dictionary doesn't mean it actually happens. It's just
there have been very few recorded incidences of peefs.
Yeah, very few. That means, yeah, yeah. And we landed on the moon.
Play the sound elevator peef. Can somebody explain the peef sounding law? Oh, I'd love to find a if somebody could send the sound of a peef in, or if you can do a peef.
Would it sound like this? Like that?
No, darling.
How do you know?
Like, well, that's like peefing after a wank.
Well, yeah. How else do you think the air is getting there?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
No, it would. I could imagine it would.
It's only how you're an expert on that.
Well, I would imagine it'd be like a. It'd be like a,
like a what?
Do that again.
Like a what?
Blow into the mic. Step up to my microphone.
It'd be like a whistle that I can't do.
Go on. No, go on, we're going to sit here and do a whistle.
I can't whistle.
Go on.
I've stopped whistling.
Go on.
I don't know why.
She's not from her mouth.
I used to be able to whistle a lot. As people know, most haunted, I say, copy me, and then I'll go, whistle, whistle. Yeah. Now I can't do it.
I can't whistle that way. I can whistle the other way.
No, you've just done it. It sounds like it's me. I'm just...
Oh, go on.
That's my whistle. Right. How bad is that?
That's quite a powerful peef.
The power of the peef.
Whistle while you walk.
Whistle while you walk.
Well, you would do, wouldn't you?
Hey, there you go.
Well, there you go.
So is that noise you just played to you, is it a queef or is it a fart? What do you think?
Do you
agree with me? Do you think it's a fart because it's controlled?
I think it's a queef. I think we're going to go double queefs this time.
Cannot be a queef. Mm. What do you think, Carl?
I'm like you. The thing is, it sounds quite controlled. Like, you know, if someone's farting and they sort of close it all off, if they've still got some.
I might regret saying this from what the clues you've been giving, but I think you're throwing us off the scent.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, that's a good point. Does a queef have a scent?
Yeah, we're back to tuna fish again, aren't we?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, seriously, does it? This is what we want to know. Anybody medical listening, we want to know.
I'm just wondering, you know, like a kettle, when it gets hot and you go, a whistling kettle, I wonder if you just warmed your balls up, you'd get a peef.
I'm going to put yours over a kettle and see what happens.
Come on, I'll turn the oven on. Yeah, I'll turn the oven on. Put your balls on top there.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yvette and Glenn.
Now, just to say, very soon, Reg will be turning up, I'd like to think.
We've chatted a long time today,
A long time. And whilst Driscoll and Tarpley are on their well-earned break, we've got another dilemma, an ordinary problem for the Daleks who are trying to live ordinary, everyday lives.
Oh, okay, let's
more Dalek dilemmas.
Since the collapse of the Dalek Empire, the most evil creatures in the universe, formerly obsessed with ludicrously complicated interstellar battle tactics, find themselves scattered across the galaxy, where they are forced to live ordinary, everyday lives, in which they discover a new enemy. Dalek Dilemmas!
Oh, what? I've forgotten to pick the kids up from school. They've been waiting at the gates for over an hour, and my wife's gonna kill me!
Dalek Dilemmas! And you thought the only thing they had to worry about were stairs.
A bit awkward for getting the kids, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I feel sorry for Daleks, so I think they've been given a bad rap.
I was always terrified of them. What was the name of the one, the main one?
Davros.
Davros. Mm. Yeah, he was evil, wasn't he? Scary to hide behind the sofa with that one.
You know his face? You know his face?
Yes.
That's what a vagina looks like.
Is that right?
You're really coming down hard on my vagina.
I have in the past.
You know, you're giving it a
not
really
not for the last 20 years, obviously.
You're giving it a really good bashing tonight. It's very upsetting to me. I'm having some
Are you
wine.
Looking? What a treat you're getting tonight.
I know, my vagina, anything to cushion the blow.
It's backfiring. Is it?
Oh, no.
I forgot he was coming.
No, it's getting darker a bit earlier in the evening. I see some headlights.
It's a Morris Marina.
I'm not in the right frame of mind.
I got some giddy.
Oh God, I think I'm gonna have to have it. I'm swapping the Maltesers for a bacon wrap.
Well, you do that, so I'll play this.
For here am I talking to Reg Corker, swearing like a loon. He's turning the air blue, so it's love and light to you.
I think there's signs of life.
Oh, hello!
Oh, is he not now?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit,
this
he's
is
drunk.
I don't know where I fucking am.
Are you all right there, Reg?
Reg, careful.
Reg. Hey, Glenn Smash, where the fuck am I?
Reg, why don't you come and sit down, love? Come and sit down.
Do you want to sit down? He's walking like a crab sideways on the beach.
Sit down.
Hey, Grace, a beer. Fucking Grace.
Are you okay?
I'm great. How are you?
Reg, are you okay to come in and do this?
Yeah, I'm great to do it today. The spirits have got me!
They fucking got
me in real once. They got me in real. They're not gonna get me again. They got me tonight! God. The spirits have come to me tonight. Some spirit came over me.
Oh, did
and he wasn't spammy.
Oh,
he
no.
was a dirty tramp spirit. Didn't have a home. It was roaming from person to person.
Was it really?
Indiscriminately.
I fought it. I fought the fucking thing. You look quite nice tonight.
Who, me or Yvette?
What's your name?
Yvette.
Yeah, you look nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, normally you look quite like a hag. But tonight you look great. Hang on, let me just have another bit of this.
What's he got?
Oh, that just
some Gordon's pink gin.
That's nearly empty. That's enough of that.
Hey, you look even better.
Mango passion fruit twist.
Hey, you.
What?
Hey, yes. What's your name?
Glenn.
Mace. I love you, Glenn.
You're my best friend, Reg.
I won't go that far.
Okay.
I don't particularly like you, but I love you. You're my great mate.
How are you feeling in yourself?
I've been in myself. I thumbed myself earlier.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And it was great.
Have you washed your hands?
No.
Oh.
Smell that. Smell that.
It's great. How was your day? It's been great.
Mm. I've had some great news.
Oh, happy as
I've had such. Stop fucking interrupting me.
Okay.
I've had some great fucking news.
Right. What is it?
I can't remember.
Oh, it's good. Obviously, you're celebrating really
good news. Yeah, I'm celebrating the good news.
Right. Is it a TV show?
Don't fucking guess, you dirty old slag. You just keep coming over here with your mouth opening and shutting and nothing coming out. Just flies going in. And you?
Yes.
Mister, I can't get a fucking job on the radio.
You're not wrong, Reg.
Hey.
Don't lean back on the chair, Reg.
Don't you fucking tell me what to do. I've fallen off many a bar stool.
I know you have, and you broke our last chair over there from leaning back.
That's great. I knew that was going to happen.
I know you did.
Right, okay. I'm sensing something around this table. I'm getting a dog. A dog's come through. Fuck off. He's gone again.
That was quick.
Have you got any dogs that have died?
Yes.
Well, it's none of those.
Okay.
Do you know what?
Go on.
Do you believe in psychics? I fucking don't.
Don't you?
No.
What can you tell us about psychics?
Because they're lying fucks. Really? They told me. Some of them have told me.
Yvette, whilst he's...
They've said to me, I'm a fucking liar. I'm psychic. I'm the only fucking psychic.
In fact, now that he's drunk, all the truth's coming out.
I am really psychic.
So you
keep it recorded.
Some of them are fucking liars. I'm not. I'm a great psychic. I'm the celebrity psychic of the world.
Will you do Big Brother if they asked you? Because it's coming back, isn't
it? No, I still have a career. I'm a fucking pisshead, but I still have a career,
okay?
You see, I'm not always drunk. Are you, you're not going to record this
I am. I'm saluting your refreshing honesty there that you're coming out with.
Sorry, your mouth's moving, but fuck all's coming out. I'm earning nothing. What?
I can't remember.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Oh, wait, I can see the top of Diddy's head.
Hey, Diddy, get back in that fucking car, you dirty little fuck.
Has he come to get him?
Diddy!
Reg, I think you better go and see to Diddy there.
I'm going to fucking show me fucking with you? Ruin my day.
Take your Gordon's pink gin fucking, and that with the woman.
He's a fucking liar as well. Fucking with his big boots. I'll fucking put another boot on his
if that's tapping Diddy on the head.
I'll fucking level the little fucker out. I'll level that little fucker out.
Oh, well, that was
do you want to fuck
quite interesting. Almost we were getting a confession out of Reg about psychics and stuff. So that's quite interesting.
Wow, I've never seen Diddy. That's the first time I've ever met him.
How tall was he? Or how far away was he?
He was, I'd say, seriously.
He came up to halfway of the barn door there.
Lower than, I'd say, 2.5 foot.
Wow.
In height.
How does he drive?
I don't know. Well, a big brick, isn't it, under his big boots?
What's that?
How does Diddy drive, you know?
Oh, he's got some big blocks of wood on the pedals.
Yeah, you have mentioned that before.
Yeah, he's Red was a bit drunk by the.
Well, celebrating. But what? Maybe we'll
I don't
find
think
out
he was actually.
Week.
I think he was just celebrating. Or I think Diddy was saying he was impersonating a drunk.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Or he was channeling a drunk spirit.
Very abusive. More so than usual.
He said something about you promised not to show to let any of that go out. So
you won't do that, would you?
As if. Well, I think it's almost time to go. Time
it is certainly, and I've drunk nearly all that wine. Disgraceful! All right, don't forget to get all your emails into this address, helloanytimepodcast.com. The one I love more than anything, and I'm absolutely fascinated with, is Queef or Fart. Absolutely fascinated with that.
Well, let's hopefully we'll get some guesses in next time.
Yes, so
until
definitely.
Then, we'll
until
catch
then.
You next week.
Yes. Bye. Love you lots.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.